The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this January 6th. January 6th, folks, when 1 year ago today you had the largest deep state false flag operation ever carried out by the very, very, very corrupt politician, D.C. politicians, and very dirty cops in Washington, D.C. against Christian patriots. And so we're going to be talking about that. That's right. You're going to get the truth here. And today we've seen all across this country, we have seen the communist, the Antichrist Communist Party propaganda machine in full force. I mean, lying in this country was taken to a new height today. Lying was taken to a new height. From now on, I'm going to only refer to Mr. Biden as Lying Joe Biden after what I heard him say. So with that, tonight we have with us none other than that naturopath. The guy is kind of controversial, you know, can you imagine that? None other than Dr. Peter J. Glidden. Are you there, Peter?
Yes, sir, Pastor. Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. Happy, happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. And we got a lot to talk about tonight, so we need to get to it. And we're going to start, of course, we always start with a scripture. And the title of the message was, our immutable, irrefutable, undisputable God. And where we left off tonight is in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. And we'll kind of just read a couple of verses at a time and then do some commentary. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get her done. Okay. We're going to start here with verse 1. God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past to the fathers by the prophets. I've got did you ever get one of those feathers in your throat? I got one again tonight. Hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Well, a lot of people don't realize that God is continuing to speak to us today, just as much as he always has. And especially now, we're seeing, for those of us that are biblically literate, we're seeing his words unfold right in front of us. But here's the problem, Peter. The vast majority of people are clueless because they're not biblically literate. They know that things aren't right, and they know things are very wrong, but they don't understand why. Where God's Word, the Bible, tells you exactly why. And so here, in fact, everything today is exactly where God's Word, the Bible, says it would be. He goes on to say, by whom, who we have appointed heir of all things, by whom he also had made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. Now here, in times past, he spoke to us in numerous different ways. And today, in times past, we had foretellers. Today, we don't have foretellers. We have forthtellers. And in other words, foretellers would be, if you would be adding to the word of God. And we don't have that today. We have forthtellers. I mean, we have false prophets today adding to the word of God. But in times past, Peter, he spoke to us through visions, through dreams, through prophets, through psalms, through proverbs, angels, animals, even burning bushes, and, well, even the handwriting on the wall. Okay. And so today, we have forthtellers. In other words, it's God's word right here that we're reading tonight. And those of us that are preaching this, we're prophets, we're forthtelling prophets of the word of God, okay? In other words, what will the completed canon of scripture. Now today, we expose what is taking place out there today, the PC movement, the woke joke, if you want, the cancel culture, the climate change wackos, the critical race theory, and all the ridiculous, all of that is soon going to pass away. You know what? You won't be hearing much about that. Should the Lord tarry, just like, well, most of the craziness back in the early 60s, if you remember the lunacy and the language, some of the words, nobody remembers that anymore. It's gone. And all of this strange stuff of today will be gone someday. But one thing that will never, ever pass away, and that's the word of God. God's word will never pass away. And so he says this. He goes on to say, when he had himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, and this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But we're going to, you know, for those that doubt the deity of the Lord Jesus, here we have God the Father is going to be speaking to God the Son. And here's what he says. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn, the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits and ministers of a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens are the works of thine hands. And they shall perish. But thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. As a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and the years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit here on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstools? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation? Now, here we have a couple of things. One, the purpose of the book of Hebrews, he's writing this book of Hebrews, and he's writing it to those that were actually professing Christians. The Jews, Peter, that were professing Christians. But see, when Christianity at first was looked upon and considered by Rome as a sect of Jewry, of the Judaism, then it was a legal religion at that time. But now, things are changing. And now Christians are being persecuted. And many of those that were professing, the Jews that had been professing Christians, were saying, well, you know, it was a lot easier under Judaism. We didn't have to suffer persecution. And so here, that's the whole point. He's telling them, listen, you don't do that. Don't deny the Lord. And if they do, that means they were never really saved to begin with. And if you go through this, the book, it's making the point, don't do that. Do not do that, okay? Because you will regret it. And then here, as we go through there, one of the things that he's talking about here is many times you hear people say they have guardian angels. I have a guardian angel. Have you ever heard people saying that?
All the time.
Yep. Well, here's actually what the Bible teaches. First of all, he teaches that the angels of little children, that these angels of little children, they're before the face of God continuously. And, of course, their job is to keep those children until the time when they make a profession of faith. And here's what he says. And to which of the angels should he say at any time, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, those that will be heirs of salvation? In other words, when you become saved, when you make that profession of faith, who comes to dwell within you?
Christ.
Christ in what form, though?
The Holy Spirit.
Right, through the Holy Spirit. Now, what is more powerful, the Holy Spirit or angels?
The Holy Spirit.
Where do angels get their power?
The Holy Spirit.
From the Holy Spirit. And so those angels are sent to keep us until we've made that profession of faith, and then we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now, do angels intercede on our behalf? Absolutely they do. Absolutely they do. But as far as having guardian angels that are assigned to us as our special angels, that stops when we receive the Holy Ghost. And so...
That's very interesting.
Yeah, well, I find that stuff right here in the Word of God. But, you know, the Word of God means exactly what it says. I just read exactly what it said. I just read that to you, okay, that is sent there to him. Now, here, I want to go over to, in fact, James chapter 1, in just one verse, verse 17. And we read this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, there's no variableness with the Father of lights, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he beget, he has us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, the point that he's coming across here is that, you know, sometimes, you know, I can tell you, unsaved people hate absolutes. They hate absolutes. They don't like, you know why they hate absolutes? No wiggle room when it comes to their sin. And I've had several people over the years, but mostly all women, for some reason, call me and say, tell me how, it makes them very angry because I'm so sure of myself. I'm so sure of what I'm teaching, and because I'm so sure, you make me so angry. You are just so sure of yourself. Now, what I'm teaching, okay, I didn't write any of this, okay? What I'm teaching is the one thing in all of existence that God has said will never pass away. And so I can be absolutely sure of myself when I'm teaching the Word of God, because the Word of God is absolutely sure. Now, when he says here, Peter, for every good gift comes from above, okay? Can you think of some good gifts that God has given us?
Well, life, number one. Number two, the earth and the water and the air and the food.
Well, in your business, I expected you to say health. Very good. Health. Good. You know, all of the natural herbs and the natural vitamins, which would be true. But I think above that, much more than that, would be one, the gift of eternal life. Now, that is the greatest gift anyone could ever receive, okay? And it was paid for with the highest price. It was the highest price that ever could be demanded. Now, also, what we just read, the Word of God, God's Word, the Bible, this is what a beautiful gift it is. But here, it comes from a God in whom there is no variableness. In other words, I noticed something one day. And when I did that, this passage actually came right to my mind. I thought about this. And one day, I was painting in a room. And in the room, it was at nighttime. I was painting at nighttime. And I had a lamp, you know, one of those tall lamps there. And I took the shade off it because I needed more light. I needed as much light as I could get in there. It wasn't a very big room, probably about 20 by 20. And so if you look at that light bulb, that bulb in that lamp, if you look at it, it looks like it's consistent. It looks like it's the same all the way around. You don't see any imperfections by looking at that bulb, a brand spanking new bulb, you know. But when you put the bulb in there and you turned it on, when I went to move that lamp and turn it, I could see the shadows upon the wall. You could see all of these shadows and these spots, and that was because there were imperfections in that bulb. They weren't apparent. Now, with God, it's like that. It reminded me of this verse because it says, neither shadow of turning. And I thought, that's exactly this. In other words, here, with God, there's absolutely no imperfections. He is the ultimate. He is perfection. God is perfection. And so here, it would beget us with the word of truth that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. And so that is another absolutely perfect gift, is it not?
Okay. Most absolutely.
I think we're going to stop the Bible study right there for tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and get you worked up, because I'm worked up with what has been going on. And I've been seeing here, I've been noticing the propaganda that is out there. And they're attacking people like you. They're attacking people like my friend Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Scott, and you people that are telling the truth. All of you folks that are Zelensky, Dr. Zelensky, and others that are saving lives. And I read an article today, and here, I can't believe I left it on my desk, but it was talking about how you people should be charged. You should be charged with murder, because you're coming out and you're giving false information about these vaccines. You're not giving false information. Everything that you guys are talking about. And by the way, where are the people dying? Where are they dying? They're dying in the hospitals, aren't they?
Yeah, see, this is a big thing that everybody overlooks. And you know, this is straight out of the Democrat playbook. Whatever they are accusing other people of doing is exactly what they're doing. So the only people that are lying here about anything are the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, and the American Medical Association. And it is a gigantic house of cards. The only thing that keeps it propped up is the immense wealth and political power and persuasion of the pharmaceutical industry. And one of the biggest arms of the pharmaceutical industry is the propaganda. And all you have to do is turn on the TV and watch it for 5 minutes, and you're going to see an ad for a pharmaceutical. And there's a reason why the pharmaceutical industry pays, I think don't quote me on this, but I think the number is 5 times as much in advertising as they do on research for new products. The reason that they do that is because it works. They've got it down to a science. And people actually believe, most people, right, who are not any smarter than a fifth grader, by all nations are deceived by pharmakia. Most people buy it hook, line, and sinker. And then this all exists inside of a monopoly. And people look around. Well, the only medicine practiced in my hospital is pharmaceutical medicine, it's MD medicine. The only medicine my insurance pays for it's pharmaceutical medicine, it's MD medicine. The only medicine that they do research on at my university is pharmaceutical medicine, MD medicine. Therefore, the MDs must be better at what they do than everybody else, and the pharmaceutical industry must be the best gift that humanity has ever had. And that's a logical conclusion unless you consider one more data point, that the only reason that these people are in power and the only reason that they are in first place is because they legislated themselves there in 1912, which is longer ago than anybody's been alive. So everybody in the United States, quite frankly, though, all industrialized nations, in this generation has grown up inside of a monopoly, which is so complete that most people do not even know that it exists. Now, here's an interesting thing, Pastor, that I just discovered. Worldwide, the expenditure on herbs and vitamins and nutritional supplements is the same as is spent on pharmaceuticals. It is neck and neck, even though Big Pharma is everywhere all the time with their advertising and with their propaganda. They know that it's a neck and a neck race. And so every time you turn around, they are going to try to defraud and defame and slander the competition. I mean, you know, my profession, that's all that my profession has been hearing for the last 100 years. Oh, you're just a bunch of back-of-the-bus quacks with substandard dangerous training. No, we're not. That's a lie. Oh, the coronavirus vaccines are safe and effective. No, they're not. That's a lie. Government data just released today shows that over 946,000 people have suffered injuries or death from COVID-19 vaccination. That's government data. And we report on the truth of things. It's lying Biden who's not telling the truth. And honest to God, this entire narrative is slowly starting to fall apart. So they are going to have to develop some type of misdirection, some type of something, because it's coming apart at the seams. This is the first step. It's, you know, to blame everybody else. Oh, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. No, it's not. It absolutely, positively is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The vaccines do not prevent you from getting it. They do not prevent you from passing it along. They don't.
Hang tight, because I've got an article that addressed just that. We'll be back right after this.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. But even though
Democrats out there and you rhino Republicans, we're going to remember. We're going to. We remember what's happening today and this coming Sunday. Peter, we have a film. It's 1 hour and 38 minutes. It was taken there on January 6th of last year. What really happened? What really happened? Okay. And we're going to be showing this. We're going to be showing the folks about how the deep state, the corrupt, and I mean so corrupt politicians, so corrupt people like Nasty Pelosi and dirty cops out there, what they did to true Americans, the criminal activity, and it's all on video. And this is what people do not, this is what they do not want people to see. And so we're going to be showing this coming week, Sunday, at 4:15, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry. And that's now the morning service starts at 9 a.m. with praise and worship. Then we go into an in-depth Bible study with the Word of God. The regular service starts at 11:15. And then at 4:15, we're going to show this. And you really need to see it. Now, Peter, what we're going to try to do is we're attempting to get these DVDs and make them available to ship out to people so people can get them and invite people over to see the real truth. Because a little bit of truth can chase away a lot of lies. And what you were just talking about here, there's an article right here, exactly what you were saying, by Ethan Huff. And this is autopsy analysis. 93% of post-vaccination deaths are caused by the jabs. Killer lymphocytes attack organs like the hearts and the lungs. This is out of the Natural News. I'll just read you one paragraph and let you go. Independent research conducted by doctors Shushirat Bakare and Arnie Burkhart suggests that the vast majority of deaths that occur after vaccination for the Wuhan coronavirus, that's the Fauci virus, flu, are in fact caused by the jabs they're caused by the so-called vaccines. For their research, two doctors took a closer look at the 15 deceased bodies that were deemed by coroners as or public prosecutors to have unrelated to a vaccination. It turns out that 14 of the 15 cases, or 93%, actually did die because of the jabs. What do you think, Peter?
Well, it's 100% true, it's 100% accurate, and it's 100% correct. And more information like this is going to come out as this slowly starts to unravel. There was a landmark thing that happened at the Supreme Court today. Well, it wasn't the Supreme Court, but a federal judge just ruled in favor of transparency and just stuffed the FDA and Pfizer. FDA and Pfizer were trying to block the release of the data related to the FDA granting experimental use to Pfizer's jab. They wanted to string the data release out for 75 years.
Yeah, I heard that. Unbelievable.
The judge said, no. You're going to give it all to us. You're going to give it all to us right now. And the first thing that they introduced was a couple of weeks ago, you know, in their 500-page drop. That data, those 500 pages, showed that the FDA and Pfizer hid the fact that there were 150,000 adverse effects from the jab in the first 3 months that they were released. 150,000 adverse effects from the jab in the first 3 months that were released. Those data were hidden when they, you know, went to the Food and Drug Administration and said, hey, look, we need emergency approval for this. It's crazy how much lying, deceit, and deception has gone on here. I mean, it really should come as no surprise to us because this all started when Trump's presidency was stolen from him and Biden was installed. Because that was also deceit, deception, and thievery. It's no different here. And I have to tell you, Pastor, I mean, look, from my point of view, the jab is bad, man. It is bad. And the majority of the information that's being reported on this through the mainstream is 180 degrees opposite the truth. It's lies, deceit, and deception. And from my point of view, it's the tip of the iceberg, because the leading cause of death in the United States, I mean, let's leave the whole coronavirus thing to the side for a minute. The leading cause of death in the United States, pharmaceutical-directed medical treatment. The leading cause of bankruptcy, pharmaceutical-directed medical treatment. And while the pharmaceutical industry and the allopathic MDs have been in charge of the development and the delivery of medicine, which they have been since 1912, chronic disease is escalating. No cure for cancer, heart disease rates increasing, type 2 diabetes increasing, autism increasing, Alzheimer's disease increasing, obesity, third of the population obese, a third of the children obese, not just overweight, obese, life expectancy getting shorter. I mean, I'd like the people in the listening audience to calculate roughly how much money you've spent in medical insurance premiums over the course of your life. How much money did your parents spend? Just do a guesstimate. It's a flipping small fortune. And what have you gotten in return for that? Well, while you were paying for medical insurance premiums every month, which gave you access to MD-directed big pharma medicine, access to that. It didn't give you access to chiropractic. It didn't give you access to naturopathic. It didn't give you access to anything but MD-directed pharmaceutical-centrist medicine. And while you were under their care, you got sick. And then you went to them with your sickness because, well, as far as you're concerned, it's the only show in town, the only thing your insurance is going to pay for, the only medicine they practice at your hospital. And what are you given? Are you given something to attempt to cure the condition? No. You're given a medicine that manages the problem, which makes you sicker and weaker over time. So by the time you're 75 years of age, you don't have any hair, you've got two hearing aids, you've got, you know, two fake lenses in your eyes because you had cataracts, you've got three fused vertebrae in your neck, you've got a fake shoulder, three fake knees, and one fake hip. One of the knees that they gave you didn't work, so they had to do it a second time. You need a prescription medicine to pee, a prescription medicine not to pee, a prescription medicine to go to sleep, a prescription medicine to wake up, a prescription medicine for your heart, a prescription medication for your anxiety. For goodness sake, we are walking pharmaceutical digesting machines. And while we have been under their tutelage and care for the last 109 years, we are getting sicker and we are getting poorer. And it's not because these conditions are difficult to treat. It's not because these conditions are difficult to treat. It's because the type of medicine that your medical doctor is trained in is really fantastically, awesomely great for surgery when it's necessary, military field medicine and trauma care, and 50% of the time childbirth. But for most of the conditions that most people go to the doctor for, it's the wrong dog for the hunt because it doesn't attempt to cure the condition.
And let me jump in here. Let me jump in here for a minute, because if I had never met you, never talked to you, and didn't know anything about you, but I picked up your book, Everybody Is Sick and I Know Why, and when I'm going through there, I'm reading this, and you've figured it out. I mean, it's exactly what's happening. All I have to do when I read your book and I look on, and I turn on Fox News, and I listen to all the advertising, the drug companies for this or for that, or this, and none of these things are curing anything. In fact, all the warnings they give you, the disclaimers, that sometimes what they're telling you you could try could kill you. Okay,
yeah, and so right, so yeah, the treatment could kill you, but we've all habituated to it. We've all normalized to it. Oh, that's okay. Oh, maybe it'll kill me. And then you're sick and you're suffering, and so you go to a hospital and you're surrounded by all of these medical professionals and multi-million dollars of technical equipment hanging off of the walls, and you feel immediately inferior. You think to yourself, well, these guys must know what they're doing, but they don't. Your medical doctor may be the nicest person that God ever created, but your medical doctor only knows what they've been trained in. And the type of medicine that they've been trained in is horrible for the treatment of chronic disease.
And listen, I can tell you the medical doctors, the MDs, that profession, Dr. Glidden, they are losing credibility at a rapid rate. At the rate they're going, unless something has changed, they're going to be about as credible as the talking heads at NBC, CBS, and ABC, or Congress. I mean, they're losing credibility, and I've been talking to several of them, and they realize that. They realize that's happening. I'm seeing a number of them. I probably shouldn't tell this story, but there's one who actually works for the VA. And, you know, it was with Lion Joe Biden in there for someone to actually do something right at the VA. And this individual is actually, well, he's actually more of a naturopath than he is an MD now.
You got to love it. And, you know, but the thing that I've seen, Pastor, and, you know, I hate to be negative, Nelly, and I hope that I'm wrong. I really hope that I'm wrong. But, I mean, let's look at chemotherapy. I mean, chemotherapy doesn't work, and that's according to the American Cancer Society. Chemotherapy treatment for 95% of cancers is 97% ineffective. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, but it bankrupts you, makes you super sick, alters your personality completely, and ruins the last 2 years of your life from the side effects of the nasty treatment. And, you know, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, oops, sorry, didn't work. But even in the midst of this situation, right, people still... So what happens? Someone goes in for cancer treatment. Their mother goes in for cancer treatment. The cancer treatment doesn't work. They had to get a second mortgage on the house. They gave the doctors $175,000. The drugs completely altered their mother's personality made her depressed, made her crying all the time. She had to be on antidepressant drugs. Then she had to be on sedatives in order to get a night's sleep. And then her body was covered with bed sores. And then she died, for goodness sake. And what do the relatives of the people do? They don't criticize the medical doctors. They don't say, well, you're horrible at what you do. Look what you did to my mother. They say, oh, she fought the hardest that she could. And then they organize a 5K run, and they raise $10,000, $20,000, and they give it to the people who failed their mother. That's how deep the propaganda is. That's how deep the socialization is. And I'm telling you, Pastor, this coronavirus stuff is the tip of the flipping iceberg.
And it is the corruption. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know who Christine Grady is?
I do.
Do you know who her husband is?
No.
Christine Grady, director of the Department of Bioethics
at
the...
She's Fauci's wife.
That's Fauci's wife. You talk about... I mean, can you possibly believe if this was a Republican or a conservative? I mean, all you would hear is all day long, you know, unbelievable how corrupt. I mean, how in-your-face corrupt. I mean, like, really, really in-your-face corrupt this country has become.
Now the Democrats are in charge. That narrative is flipped, and everything is rosy. And, oh, the Biden economy, it's going to be the greatest thing ever to happen to the United States. Yeah, well, I don't think so. Oh, and the coronavirus, oh, it's going to kill everybody. And, oh, the only hope is the vaccine. Everything that they're telling us is the opposite of what's true. And I wish I knew what the end game was. I wish I knew what the agenda was. I mean, is it just, you know, world domination by a one-world government? Is it, you know, culling the herd because there's too many people on planet Earth? What is it? Well, I have no idea what it is, but I know it's a pack of flippant lies.
Well, you'll find the answer to that in the Bible, but, you know, you just brought up something that was very interesting because there was an article that I had read, and the article that was by... I'm trying to find this article here that I had just read yesterday, but as I come across another one here, well, let me just read this. This is Edward Bernays. Okay, this is one of he from Man in America, and he says this: the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether it is the sphere of politics or business, in our social condition or ethical thinking, we are dominated by a relatively small number of persons who understand the mental process and social patterns of the masses. It is they that pull the wires which control the public mind. Well, here, that is true. We like you're saying, going all the way back to 1912. But here's actually the article I wanted to read. Now, this will answer your question, what is their end game? You've heard of that fellow named Henry Kissinger, right?
Yeah.
Well, here he was at a meeting, and this is from his speech that was given on February 25th, 2019, and he's speaking to people from the World Health Organization and the World Health Council on eugenics. And here's what he says. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the greater good. It's for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them. It's for the greater good. Control shapes minds, and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. Listen to that. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It's a big, big win for you. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for extermination services. That's Henry Kissinger. Couldn't have said it better myself, right?
These people are evil to the core, and, you know, I can't wait for the day when they are made into my footstool. Honest to God.
Well, you've got God's word on that, and he's never failed, huh?
The amount of deception here is, I mean, it's biblical. It's legendary. And, you know, from an objective point of view, it's genius. I mean, it's a stroke of genius how they did it. Because it's all planned out. And I would argue, Pastor, that as far as health is concerned, that it's a much deeper situation here because, you know, myself and my colleagues have figured out that there are approximately 12 foods that nobody should look at, let alone eat. 12 bad foods. And these 12 foods, coincidentally, I don't think it was a coincidence. I think it was a manipulation. Are the foods that everybody eats all the time? I mean, everybody unwittingly is eating all of the time food that is generating a net negative effect on their health. It's like putting diesel fuel into an unleaded engine. Doesn't matter how well the car is tuned up. That's not going to be a good outcome. So we're trained and socialized, and then the agricultural industry comes along for the ride. And they manufacture all of this crap, and then we eat it, and then it makes us sick. And then we go to medical professionals who don't know how to cure it and who just manage the problems with drugs. So it's a win for the food manufacturers. It's a win for the medical industry. It's a win for the pharmaceutical industry. It's a win for the medical insurance industry. Meanwhile, we get sick, we suffer, and die, and the socialization is so complete that we thank the people who killed us. It's unbelievable to me. And I can say this, Pastor, because I've been in clinical practice for 33 years now. And you wouldn't believe the things that I and my colleagues have seen our patients recover from. And this is the positive end of this message that nobody but myself and a handful of my colleagues are talking about. The human body is inhabited by an intelligent spirit. The human body knows how to fix itself. The human body wants to fix itself. The human body is trying to fix itself all of the time. Healing is relatively easy. Surgery is complicated. But healing is easy because you stop eating stuff that's gumming up the works. You give your body the nutrients that it needs to fix itself. You give it a little stimulation with homeopathy or botanical medicine. You get the heck out of the way and you see how far back it bounces. This is not a panacea cure-all, by the way, but it is a very sophisticated, clinically science-based, clinically verified, effective system of medicine which takes advantage of God's natural law, which is unchangeable. It's a beautiful thing.
Let me just say, look, no place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid. In your No, one of your chapters in your book, everybody is sick, and I know why, and you do know why, and one of those chapters is a ship of fools, but yeah. And you show this in your book what is making people sick, and you're right, you know, I have friends, I mean, and you go in there and they got all these pills, I mean. This bottle of pill, this prescription, and this when I see this, it almost makes me dizzy. Okay, and so hold on, I'm getting a message. I missed that message. What did you go ahead and give that to me?
Sometimes I'll see people on 20, 30 pills.
Oh my gosh, we just had Craig just says sometimes he sees people with 20 or 30 pills. Okay, I don't take any
The only thing I've been taking, I mean forever, like, would be recently, I have been taking quercetin. Quercetin.
Yeah, that's a good herb.
And it's a natural herb. I buy it at the health food store, okay? And also, I've been taking some ivermectin and vitamin D3. But I mean, but to see these people with these prescription drugs. Now, you've got two books up. One, Everybody Is Sick and I Know Why. And you go into it and you show them, look, about how many things are caused and people would never know it just by a lack of calcium. And when I was reading that, I'm thinking, you mean to tell me all we have to do is take a bottle, like the stuff that you have of calcium and these calcium tablets, and you would not have a lot of these diseases.
Over 270, yeah.
It's amazing.
All chronic diseases. Let me say this once because it needs to be shouted from the rooftop. All chronic disease is directly related to nutrient deficiency. Directly related to nutrient deficiency. If you have high blood pressure, it's not because you have a bad gene. It's not because of chemtrails. It's not because of 5G radiation. It's not because you have a voodoo curse. It's because your body has run out of the nutrients that are necessary to maintain a healthy blood pressure. I mean, your automobile runs out of engine oil. The engine seizes, for goodness sake. It's not really that different with the human body. Sometimes high blood pressure is caused by kidney problem. The kidney problem, that's a different thing. That's about 10-15% of the time. Most of the time, high blood pressure, it's a calcium and a magnesium deficiency. But we follow God's law. And you don't just need calcium and magnesium. There are, in fact, 90 essential nutrients that your body needs in order to work the way that God's law intended it to. 90 essential nutrients, two of which are calcium and magnesium. Well, guess what? There's 88 other nutrients, and they work like a symphony orchestra. So we don't just give calcium and magnesium. We give all 90 essential nutrients and then extra calcium and magnesium in the case of these 278 illnesses. It's not rocket science, folks. Your dog or your cat is better, more nutrified than you are. If you want to prove it, just look on the ingredient list of their cat food or their dog food. Loaded with vitamins, loaded with minerals, because the veterinarian industry figured this out about 75 years ago. And when they started putting nutrients into dog food, it doubled the life expectancy of the average household dog. Doubled it. You have no idea what you're missing. Your body needs nutrition. You cannot get it from food. You have to supplement. And I and my colleagues have dialed that in for you.
You have an attempt to cure the book that you have here where you list all of these different diseases or ailments, and then you show the actual natural cure. You show us what God gave us. And here's what God says will cure that compared to what the big pharma says. I'm going to go with God. Okay. Hang tight. We're coming up against a break. Folks, let's go with God on this, please. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. There's a lot more to come.
Fight the fight. Light the light. Feel the land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.